Welcome to Beyond the Divide, where we cut through the noise to uncover the truth that no matter our differences, race, politics, the places we live, we're all just people united in a pursuit of a better tomorrow. Each episode, we confront the narratives that fracture us from media spin to political games, and we rediscover the common ground that binds us. Join us today as we challenge the divide, celebrate our shared humanity, and build a future for ourselves, our families, and our nation. I'm sitting here this morning. The sun is rising over the mountains behind me, and it's touching the very tops of the mountains in front of me, and it's turning them the most brilliant shade of pink. This is my favorite time of year. The trees are beginning to turn colors. The mornings are crisp. The air is clean and cool. I'm clutching my morning cup of mushroom coffee, which I must say is actually quite fantastic. And for a moment, it helps me feel like I am on top of all of the crazy and the chaos. I can clearly see the path that we need to follow. Helping everyone else reach that path and that clarity is a different story, but I have made the decision to try. My husband tells me I should just be myself. And at times I wonder if that's enough. What if no one out there hears my voice and is stirred to the healing that we all so desperately need? The country is still dealing with the aftermath of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And as I sit here this morning, it's been reported that his killer has been arrested and charged. His remains have been returned to Arizona. And I saw a video this morning of his wife stepping out onto the stairway from Air Force Two after they landed in Arizona. Following right on her heels is Mrs. Vance, followed by the Vice President. And as she steps out and makes her way to the stairs, she immediately reaches backward and finds her hand taken by Mrs. Vance, who swiftly moves to her side and wraps an arm around her. This is one of the most poignant videos I have seen. They're both wearing dark sunglasses, and you can see a tissue in the free hand of Mrs. Kirk. There aren't any words exchanged between the two of them. It's just a silent show of strength and support. No matter what side of any issue you might be on, there's an underlying human connection that can be found with every single person in the world. I want to talk today about just being there for one another. I'm not a religious person, but I am a deeply spiritual person, and I believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ. I believe he was a rabbi, a teacher, a healer of hearts and minds and bodies and souls, and I believe that he set out to change the world and to bring people together. He taught that we can't escape the hard things in this life. The sorrow, the pain, and the grief, they're all necessary so that we can gain a personal empathy and an understanding. So that when our neighbors and our friends and members of our family find that they are facing those same hard things, that we can be there for them in their time of need. He taught that we should be one people, and that we should bear one another's burdens, that they may be light. Mourn with those that mourn, and comfort those that need comfort. Now, this is not an easy thing to do. There are so many taboo topics in our society, and just general feelings that we all need to learn to overcome. We sometimes have absolutely no idea what to say or how to provide comfort. And to be on the receiving end of someone who's trying to provide that comfort is equally as hard. Eight years ago, my husband and I lost a daughter, and I very distinctly remember in the aftermath of that loss, the first couple of days, it's almost overwhelming how many people surround you and are there. But then it just as quickly goes away and it's gone, and you find yourself alone. And the world around you has moved on, and you find yourself trying to move on, but you're doing it by yourself. My husband and I had each other to lean on, but not everyone does. People have a tendency to put up walls, and more often than not, we are changed by the experiences that we go through. And usually, the person that went in one side may not be the same person that comes out the other side. And that can be extremely hard to navigate for those around them. The rates of suicide among adults in this country double after a significant life event. And our society leads a fairly sedentary lifestyle, which makes it that much worse. I heard a suggestion the other day that we should stop using the words exercise or physically active, because people, especially kids, they don't like those words. It doesn't register comfortably in the brain. And there's a negative connotation attached, and people will stay away from anything that they think is associated. One of the leading depression preventers is exercise. Giving the mind and body something to do enhances endorphins. It increases blood flow to the brain, improves cognitive function, your focus, your memory. It encourages the growth of brain cells. Exercise boosts the creation of neurotransmitters, which are responsible for regulating mood and alleviating the symptoms of depression and anxiety. Recent studies suggest that over 25% of American adults and 60% of teens suffer from symptoms of depression and anxiety. Now, I've already mentioned that I am holistic in nature, and I run from Big Pharma as fast as I can. We have seen in recent weeks that there's a connection between the FDA, the CDC, and Big Pharma. And honestly, if I was the chairman of one of those organizations and I really wanted to make some money, like a lot of money, I would shut down the body's natural ability to produce these neurotransmitters. I would convince society that hanging around playing video games, watching Facebook videos, binging Netflix, rotting, that's like the new TikTok thing where you just like lay around until you feel like you're dead. And I would convince them that that's the way to go. And then I would add toxins into the snacks that they eat. And I mean, let's face it, we all love our snack foods. So that's not hard to do. And then I would tell them that the answer to all of this is a potent medication that in turn creates the side effects of drowsiness, lethargy, general lack of energy, brain fog. Americans are stuck in this never-ending cycle. So, what can we do now? How can we break down those walls and find the common thread that connects us? How can we mourn together and comfort one another? Let's go back for just a minute to our little monkeys. Look, listen, and respond. We spend so much time on our devices. We doom scroll the internet. We're constantly finding ways to escape reality. And we're missing the life that is happening right before our eyes. There's a song, a country song, is Don't Blink. Because 1 minute you're 6 years old and you're gonna lay down for a nap, and the next minute you're like 45. And that is so true. My husband and I have been married for 22 years. We have eight amazingly beautiful children. We just had a daughter get married about 9 months ago. And that time went by so incredibly fast. It's crazy. And to sit and think that another 22 years from now, we're going to be of retirement age and we're going to have grandkids who are on the verge of being adults. And it happens so fast, and we're missing it because we're so distracted. We're all racing towards a finish line that's 6 feet in the ground. So, how about we slow it down and we put down those digital escapes and we get back to just enjoying a cup of coffee together? Let's go back to a day when we really spent time together. And we listened to each other without digital distractions. Let's go outside and enjoy the sunrise that symbolizes the start of a beautiful new day that's full of opportunities for change and for growth. Take your kids for a walk after dinner. Call up that friend or family member that you haven't spoken to for a while and just enjoy a genuine conversation. Go out there and do one thing today that brings you closer to someone else, anyone else. Find that common thread because we really aren't that different. We're all human, and while we may have differing options, opinions, ideas, understandings, the ways in which we handle the big stuff are all the same. Look, listen, respond. strike up that conversation, and you just might find that we're not so different after all. Thanks for joining me today, Behind the Divide. Go out there and have a great day.